sunshine, little Uber, liver, liver, leap. Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned into KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I am your host, Jill Spears, and I am here with my guru gardener, Lance Swagger. Good evening, Lance.
Good evening.
And look what the snow blew in, a little snow bunny, Lulu. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Welcome home, darling.
Oh, God, it's good to be here.
Whew. Lance and Lulu, back on the worm. Like it. Together
turning
again.
Turning around, yep.
Turning around
That's
again.
That's what we're doing.
And what a day to get home. Cold, refreshing out there, but a kind of nervous night going on tonight,
yeah,
right?
It's going to be a nervous night, all right.
Put another blanket on the on everything you can.
Yeah.
And that's the right thing to use, right, Lance? Your preferable blankets, sheets.
Row covers. There's different thicknesses. Don't use plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just fleas.
That always floors me that people still do that.
Yeah. Now, if you have tarps on, your regular plant, and you want to waterproof it, you can put plastic over it. But to put plastic right on top of plants, it's just going to freeze.
Going to freeze it up.
Yeah, that's what happens. The plastic conducts the cold right in. Mm-hmm.
Like old sticking your tongue on a pole.
Yeah, it's bad. old mattress pads work really well, mm-hmm. too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because there's a lot of airspace, you know, because they're the way they're made.
Uh-huh.
It works great.
You know, padded moving blankets.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best.
Perfect. Yeah. Nice insulation.
But then you can run into the problem of they're a little heavy.
They're a little heavy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So 527-486-8186 KVNF now. We've got some experts here tonight, and Jeff is in the control room.
Thank God.
Ready to control. All right. Let's just get started. Projects are going. Lulu, you drove in last night.
I drove in last night. It was still sunny. Oh, my God. What have you guys done to 133?
What?
I haven't been that way in months.
Holy
We're
mackerel.
Busy digging ditches.
There's huge rocks and landslides and everything mm-hmm. everywhere. But anyway, I drove in and I kind of had to just pretend I didn't see the whole thing, because it's a disaster.
Yeah.
But thank God, Andrew's been over trimming trees, so all that's on the ground. And I had one of my maple trees cut down.
And oh my goodness,
that was fabulous. I have to remember to call Chris. And it's just been a whirlwind. I mean,
mm-hmm. And you noticed the sorrel.
Oh,
up.
Yeah. As usual.
Driving last night.
Yeah. So I walk into the back door, and I walk in towards the back door and go, whoa, are you kidding? The sorrel is huge. Uh-huh. I mean, it's huge. And it's so happy. And there's no slugs on it or mm-hmm. anything. You know, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'll bring you guys some.
Lovely.
Then we'll make a bunch of sorrel pesto, too.
I know. That'll be really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
527-486-8186 KVNF now. Lulu's just going to start figuring out what she's doing, but you've already planned, haven't you, Lance?
I'm always planning, yes, and I've been here.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
She was still working up there. I was.
Exactly.
I was skiing on the 2nd. What was that, 2 days
two
ago?
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Good for you.
Planning. I planned out. I measured out where all the corn, beans, cucumbers, melons, squash. There's going to be an extra row of early potatoes in there, and I'll have a row of amaranth. And amaranth is an extreme soil competitor, so it's going to be on the edge, and 4 or 5 feet away from it is going to be the squash plants. So it gives it, you know, there's within 2 feet of amaranth,
uh-huh.
it will be stunted.
Yeah, you've planned for the competition is what you've done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it one of those plants that lets out a chemical that...
No. Sunflowers do that, and rye does that.
And sage.
Sage will do that, yeah. I haven't heard that on amaranth, but I know it has an extreme root system, because when I'm digging the plants out or digging near it, the roots are... my particular amaranth is red.
Right,
And all the roots are red. So it's easily...
Easy
there
to spot.
It is.
You know where it's at.
Yeah. Right.
You can't. He can run, but he cannot hide.
Right.
Right.
What about the early potatoes? You mentioned, or we were talking before the show, and you mentioned everybody's wanting to plant potatoes, and here you are.
Yeah. No, I'm not. There's a couple of reasons. You can do it, And if you are going to do it, water them once and don't touch them. Wait till they sprout. But they're going to, generally speaking, if you plant them this early, they will get frozen off, and it doesn't kill the plant. It will send out more shoots. But in the northern temperate regions of the country, I've mentioned this past, it's usually Good Friday is a traditional day. It's never been a root day on the planting calendar, so it's I would wait a few days afterwards. And even then, when I've done it, I've still am ready to throw a tarp over those early
potatoes. That's like about April 14th or something, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple more weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not a root day. It's not on the...
I have never, using that calendar, I've never seen Good Friday to be a root day.
And that's the biodynamic calendar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So wait a couple days till you get the root day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, the soil's cool enough. Water them once and just wait till they come out. And then you can start watering them on it.
But then there's always potatoes that overwinter in the garden, too.
Yeah, there's some of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been making my beds and finding them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And they sprout and
they
do their
sprout.
Thing. Yeah.
I can't quite figure out how they do it because I've tried it on purpose to plant some just for the fun. And it doesn't work.
That's why. Yeah. Just forget it.
You forget it. It's better just to just let it. You got some early potatoes there.
There you go.
Yeah. Yours is not to reason why. Just eat them.
Yeah. And you grow good potatoes, Lance. Those fingerlings are delicious. And I do want to mention your spinach because this spinach is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Oh, it's the bomb. So here's this big bag sitting right next to me. I've already been eating it. And
it's gorgeous.
It's it's got such great flavor.
And this is the spinach you planted last fall.
Yeah, I planted it in September.
And your very own seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. I think
that
that's part of
it. You've been cultivating for how long?
Oh, over 15.
Oh, wow.
20 years.
So that's. That's it again. Just don't ask. Just eat it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Part of the acclimation and the sweetness.
Yeah. Something in the soil causes it to have this
sweet and then
distinctive flavor.
Snow cover all of January. And then it melted off. And so I picked up to the middle of December. And then I didn't pick January. And I've been picking ever since.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
And that's not a cold frame or anything, like
just outside. And when it was going to be really cold, I put tarps on it so the leaves wouldn't get burnt.
Yeah.
It wouldn't kill it, but you had burnt edges.
Yeah, it gets those brown spots on it.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It looks like it's right out of the summer harvest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
527-486-8166, KVNF Now. You've done some planting already, Lance, early planting, and you've got things that are up already.
Yeah.
What's going on
The lettuce, spinach, another planting the second planting of spinach, the poppies for poppy seeds, they're up, and the peas were just starting to break the ground. And peas can get frozen, so I would cover them.
Cover them tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the tarps on them.
Yeah. And I just want to ask you about that Tibetan barley, because we talked about that in the grain show.
Yeah, I planted that. Well, I planted one weekend, and then it's up now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up in 1 week. You know, it got watered. And
it's determined.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Awesome.
What did you think about when you were over there in the Snow Lodge? Were you looking at seed catalogs?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I do.
What are you thinking about?
Well, I just think about what I'm going to, you know, where I'm going to put everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start getting ready to do starts, you know, like for zinnia and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. You know, it's just casual. I mean, I can't get over, you know, we're probably 2,000 feet higher over there where I live. And there was 3 feet easily of snow covering all everything, the ranch, everything. And in 2 weeks, it melted off.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fast.
It was just serious, hardcore winter. And then it was like somebody flipped a switch.
Wow.
And it just went. just went away.
You could see it in the river for sure here. Oh, gosh, you know, on this side of it.
Yeah, your rivers, these rivers are up.
Unreal.
Yeah. Ours, even though all that came down real fast, the Roaring Fork didn't look that beefy. You know,
really? It soaked in then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is really
in,
good.
Which
that's
is even
really
better.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it replenishes all the aquifers mm-hmm. and underground water and things, which is so important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the little spring, I call it cell phone spring because it's where you get really good cell phone reception.
That's great.
And so you can just hang there and, you know, the water's running down and that stayed really consistent. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
It stayed really consistent. It didn't, like, you know, get real big.
Gosh, or
yeah. Uh-huh. So it's just life in the mountains. Boy, I'll tell you, it's getting weirder all the time.
Right? Yeah.
Just, you can't predict it. It's just real strange. And,
yeah.
You know, just different.
Well, you always seem to go with it, Lulu, and that's why we like your perspective.
You're right, Deep. You don't really have much choice.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right, right.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You do what you can and, you know, have a cup of tea or whatever.
Right, right.
Read a book.
Go do something else, you know. Go do some other project you had sitting in the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, though. What do you think the latest time for planting snow peas, or not snow peas, sweet peas?
Latest anytime.
Mid-April.
Yeah, because when I wait, they don't like it.
No, mine, I mentioned that planting, this is Joy, who a couple of years, she died at 104 last summer.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And her mother planted sweet peas on the Ides of March in Denver.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Okay, so the Ides of March generally is not a flower date. It's usually about March 19th.
Okay.
So I started planting them out. And I think I was actually about a week later this year. But they're planted.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
I haven't had to water them yet.
Good.
So you got a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then the thing is the irrigation water doesn't come back on down there. And so it's kind of a balancing act, you know. Do you want to put them in mm-hmm. and not have any water, or, you know, water them with the hose off the house, which I hate doing.
No,
I mean, not just because, you know, it's I think that water, you know, when it's treated, it's
you've got something
it's
in there.
A lot
it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so
it's different.
Yeah. So another thing to consider.
Yeah, right. Just balancing a little bit. You know, you don't need to water very deep much now.
No.
Because the ground's, it's cooler, the days are still short.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take much. If you are going to use your house or domestic water, it doesn't take much water.
Right.
Oh, well, hello. I heard that phone in here.
Wow, that's a big phone.
Hello, good evening. Hopefully they're calling us. One thing, Lance, you did mention to me, because I went with the cover crop in my beds this winter and getting ready to work that in, and you had some advice on that. And
when you plant a cover crop and you're actually going to till it in, you know, in one way, work it in, whatever, you really should mow it down.
Okay, so mow it or trim it.
Weed whack, somehow, hedging shears, you know, whatever works the tool for the space you have.
Right.
And I actually mowed some down. I started my mower up and had the blades sharpened and changed the oil, all that stuff. So I was ready to go, and I mowed some down. And I was hoping to till in there, but because that's the area where some of the early potatoes are going to go, but it's still too wet.
Still too wet. But make sure that it's wet, because you want that to break down in the
Yeah, you don't want dry soil to break that cover crop down. You want moist.
Okay. Hey, that phone call was for you too. It's Joy and Rich on the line with a question. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. So you were talking about peas, and we planted some peas on the 20th of March.
We
haven't seen anything. And we're kind of
sweet peas or edible peas?
Edible,
yeah.
Yeah, mine just broke ground, and it was 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Those poor little darlings.
So we're being impatient.
Yeah.
Tiny bit.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll come up. How deep did you plant them?
Well, probably an inch.
Yeah, they should be cupping up soon.
Not tomorrow morning.
Hopefully not, right? Yeah.
If you can, they might be just breaking the ground. I'd throw a blanket over that.
Really? Okay. Mm,
yeah.
On the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I plant the peas, I got the stakes in for the trellis, but I don't put the trellis part in because I know I'm going to have to throw a tarp now. Or possibly, so it's easier.
Yeah, I've already got my fencing up, but I can just throw a blanket over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, it certainly doesn't hurt. And they're thankful.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. Okay. You know, you keep all that frost off them, they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we don't have to write that. I can delete that letter I wrote to the seed company.
Right. You know, I'm a curious type of person, and I always dig in the ground to see when they're...
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I can't help myself. I've been doing it all these years. And I've gotten real good to now I don't break the tops off.
You just kind of give this dirt a little flick.
Yeah.
You know when those archaeology guys, did I say the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have those little brushes,
right.
You know, and they just like those those little flicks. You can go in there and do that, you know, just real gentle.
Gentle.
Yeah.
Gentle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll eventually see that they're
and
coming
then,
up.
And then you'll see them. They might, you know, you see a little white or a little green, and then you'll get all happy. And then cover them up again.
Yep.
You know, flick them back, and you'll be good.
Yep. I do it with corn, with beans.
I do it with everything.
Yeah. You can't help yourself. That's what you said.
Yeah.
So everybody needs an extra blanket tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, Rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks
for the call.
Yeah, that's
appreciate
awesome.
Appreciate that. Hey, that is our first couple call, Joy and Rich.
Yeah.
We like that, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm
well,
not sure.
Well, you know, it's a big deal to garden. It's a great thing when you have, you know, then somebody blows it, you can say, oh, well, it wasn't me.
Hey, I tell you what, it's great. I ask these guys questions all the time. And you can too, 527-4868. 1-866 KVNF now.
Yeah, going back to cover crops real quick.
Yeah.
You know, you mow it down, and if you can leave it for 2 days, 5 days to help start the breaking down process, it really helps. You can mow it down, and one thing about mowing it down is it makes it a lot easier to till or turn in.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But the other thing is if you let it sit a little bit longer, then it actually starts decomposing.
Yeah. And then easier to till.
That's kind of the cardinal rule, too. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want something to break down fast, make it into little pieces.
There you go, yeah.
Shred it up.
For sure.
Shred it up, you know, and then you're golden. Maybe the worms like it that way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they can manage getting it down their holes easier.
Yeah, the night crawlers.
Yeah, and when I use the mower, it's not set on low. It's set on high.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
right.
So I don't ruin the blades and stuff. And I just had it sharpened, so no, I didn't want it.
You're ready to go.
Yeah,
you know, that's something we never talk about is getting your tools ready at this time of year.
Yeah.
Good idea, Lulu.
You know, sharpening your shovels and your mowing things. And
I had all my pruning stuff sharpened.
Yeah.
I had all my, what do I want to say, the blades on the, I have two lawnmowers. I had them. Changed oil and filters and all of the power tools.
Nice.
And I once or twice a year I'll do this. I oiled all the wood handles.
Yeah.
Linseed and turpentine.
Yeah, that's such a great idea,
too. Yeah, I did it on a warm day a couple weeks ago and just have I have a jug that's made up and old rag or I use old socks and it works great.
Right. Take good care of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought before about sharpening a shovel until you actually start out, get out there and
it's
dig.
It works really good.
Right.
It's a good idea for sure.
Yeah.
Your shovel, maybe your hoe even.
Mm-hmm.
Too. Well, you know, anything like that you want to cut vegetation with.
Make it easy on
make
yourself.
Make it easy.
Yep.
Yeah. God.
Hey, it's Rich on the line again. Hi, Rich.
Yeah, you started talking about worms. I have another question.
Okay.
So Joy sent me out the other day to dig out the ditch because, you know, there was silt in there. And I was working and it was just me and the worms out there. And so I dug all the silt out and I put it off the side and I said, oh, man, that was heavy work. And, you know, and I said, and there was a bunch of worms in there. And she said, move it over to the compost pile. It'd be great. So I said, I don't know. I got to ask somebody before I do that.
Okay. That's a really good question, because I wondered that when I was digging too. Good question, Rich.
That actually is a really good question, because if it's just real heavy dirt and you go and put it on your compost pile, I don't know what it's going to do.
I put soil in my compost pile, but not that much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but as the worms, if it's just the regular night crawlers, I would put that in the garden. The red wigglers are what you want actually in the compost.
In the compost, are the red wigglers, so the little ones.
It's that heavy, dense, smelly silt that you dig out of the
ditch. Yeah, I don't know if I know.
Don't use that. Don't put that in. No, don't put it in there.
Not a lot. I mean, it depends. Spread it out. Oh, man.
Do you got a low spot? I mean, do you have a low spot you want to fill up?
Right. There you go.
Got that irrigation canal that might need a little mending at another spot?
I was thinking about entering the pumpkin contest.
You can make a pile of that stuff and just put the seeds right on top of it.
Okay, Rich.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to get a report on that, I think.
I think we should.
As the season goes
on.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, I throw dirt in my compost pile, too, but it's usually the stuff that's already in the chicken yard. Uh-huh. So the chickens have already worked it over a little bit. And
Well, I got beds that get too high, so every year or two, these are permanent beds. And because I'm not, one planting area is row crop, one planting area is beds. Well, I switch those out every year, so those beds never get that high. But there's some beds that are just beds, and eventually they get too high.
They just
grow. Yeah. And so every 2 years, I take 2 to 3 wheelbills out of them. And I put that in a pile by my compost area.
Uh-huh.
And I throw 6 scoop shovels of that into every pile I make.
Okay.
Of my compost.
Okay.
But,
Rich. But that's a great idea.
Right. But that's worked garden soil.
That's garden soil.
That's garden soil. You're right.
That's not different. The sludge at the bottom of your ditch, because if you just take that stuff and put it down somewhere, usually nothing grows.
I wonder if you could take that stuff, set it aside like he has, and spread it in the fall and till it in, and have it all breaking down all winter. Just a thought.
No, right. It is a good thought. You see how it shut me right up there for a minute?
Right.
That's because I was thinking. I bet it would to some degree. I mean, it like everything else. If you overdo it, you're gonna it's not so great.
Yeah, one of the best ways for soil prep or an improvement is to take all your garden waste at the end of the season and spread it on the garden and lightly till it in.
Yeah.
And the worms and bacteria, even though it'll be cold, they'll slowly work it, and it really works wonders in the spring.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a living organism, you know, and so you got to treat it nice. It needs air, it needs water, it needs its nutrition, it needs the worms,
needs to breathe.
Yeah, it needs to breathe, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it needs a lot of breath, and I don't know. You just go out there and fiddle around until you get it, unless you're Lance. And he gets it because he's been fiddling around.
Yeah,
he's around.
He's been fiddling.
Yeah, somebody asked me at a garden, too. He says, you didn't do this. He goes, you didn't do this all by trial and error. And I says, yes, he did.
There's any gardener who tells you otherwise is lying.
Yeah, it's all trial and error.
It's all trial and error.
And it's still trial and error.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And nature will always throw you a curve.
Every time. Mm-hmm. And you got your certain parameters and you try to stay in there. And then after that, you just have to deal with things as it comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Kind of what makes it a little bit of fun if you're not too dependent on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the more diverse you are, the more different things that you have growing, the more chance that something's going to be a success.
Right.
I mean,
something's going to come up for you. We've got time for another call, 527-4868, 1-866-KBNF now. Lance, I wanted to ask you about your compost because we had a show a couple weeks ago and Jer was in here talking about compost, and You've got four piles that are going now.
Yeah.
And how much more do you think you're going to need for the...
Well, I sort of gave an estimate just as an idea because I know how many more beds I have to put compost in. So I need about 40 more wheelbarrows.
40 more wheelbarrows.
And I got four piles going right now, and I still have – I have some from last year.
Wow. How much do you get out of a pile?
About eight.
Eight wheelbarrows?
Six to eight wheelbarrows. Mm-hmm. Once that's finished shredded compost. Yeah.
Wow.
So –
That sounds luxurious.
So I still need to make a few more compost piles to finish the season. That's just the spring planting season. And then I top dress everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I replant and start replanting in July and early August.
Wow.
So I'll need more then. And I'll continue to make it. I'll just, right now I run four piles.
Mm-hmm.
My area's does really good with three. Four is a little crowded.
Wow, that's a lot of compost.
Yeah,
that's a lot of compost.
Yeah, and you're ready to get your chickens moving?
Yeah, the chickens are doing great. You know, they've got their scene going, and I got a couple of hay bales out there that I left baled, and they're weird. I'm excited, you know.
They're weird.
Yeah, they're all weird because the chickens like to hang out on top of them.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And then they poop on top of them, of course, you know, because they can't help it. And it gets kind of like this glaze on top. It's great.
Uh-huh. Are you going to plant in it?
I was meditating on that.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking a couple of those rascals. I think I have a spot for them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That sounds rich.
Yeah. Yeah. I might almost be too rich.
Mm-hmm. You'll find out.
I sure will.
There you go. You know? Trial and error.
So I think I'll try to plant in one, and then the couple of others, I'll just break them down and, mm-hmm. you know. But it's just fascinating to me.
Yeah.
You know, and then you pick them up, and what that layer right under the, oh, my God, that's God's own soil. It's fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah. That hay bale thing is great.
That hay bale is just great.
Mm-hmm.
The big wall's falling over, though.
Hey, we've got Lita from Redvale on the line with a question. Good evening, Lita.
Hi, how's everybody?
Good.
We're good.
Great. I have a plum tree that's in full blossom here in Redvale, and I'm afraid that I'm going to have a frost.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what to cover it with.
How big
so
is it?
So that I don't smash the blossoms.
You're gonna get some of the blossoms anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, blankets, tarps, this might sound crazy, but buckets of water at the base, because when water freezes, it gives off heat. Have you ever heard of the orchards out in California, and sometimes in here, if they have the irrigation water, they'll flood the fields, and that water freezing gives off heat.
Wow.
And so you could put buckets of water around there. And don't use hot water. Hot water freezes faster than cold water.
Okay.
So how big is this tree?
Well, I can it's about 5 feet tall, maybe six. It's not that big.
Oh, yeah. You could throw some blankets.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just throw some blankets. And if you can get some, like a light bulb or something at the base of the tree, it's amazing. I put Christmas tree lights in my peach tree one year, and I was the only person in the whole world who had peaches.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really
great
cool.
Idea.
It's a small tree, so you can do these things.
Yeah, you can do that, right?
Right.
If you had an orchard, you can't, but...
Right, so the light bulb underneath the blanket?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, cover,
okay.
You know, like a tent. You know, you got to put the blanket over, put your bulb under your... Good luck.
Are you expecting a freeze tonight?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. God, you can smell it.
I better get out there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
you.
Okay.
Good luck, Lita. Thanks for the call.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, Lulu, pleasure having you back.
Oh, it's so fun to be back.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
We always have fun, don't we?
We do. We're going to get you out in the garden this week. And next week, man, we're just going to ramp it up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, garden next week. That's for sure. That's going to be me.
Lulu's going to come in pretty sore.
Pretty sore.
She's been
Your
skiing.
Hands will be dirtier. Right.
She's been skiing, but she hasn't been gardening.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and I'll tell
thing.
You what. I'll tell you what. 2 days ago, I was skiing hard, and I woke up this morning, got out of bed, and went, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gotta move.
Gotta move. Yeah, pushing that slush around is hard.
It is. Yeah. Right on. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF. It is Amber coming up with One Woman's Perspective. See you next week on As the Worm Turns.
Have a good evening.
Good night, everybody.
I got a girl that I love so. Low, little low, and low.